This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Time to open up the Junkies sports page. Get into some baseball playoffs and more.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in a second. But, of course, top story is NFL related, and that's the Jets firing head coach Robert Saleh yesterday. And, of course, they've had a disappointing start, 2-3, a couple of losses in a row. Aaron Rodgers has played like butt. There's tensions between Rodgers and the head coach, and apparently he was going to Saleh was going to fire Nate Hackett, the offensive coordinator, who's Aaron Rodgers' boy, before Woody Johnson came in and fired him. You kind of look at, I mean, Saleh's been there since 2021. Hadn't made the playoffs. Went 4-13 the first year, 7-10, 7-10, and of course this year 2-3. But if you look at the quarterbacks he's had, starting quarterback since Robert Saleh took over, Zach Wilson. All right, they drafted him 2 overall, turned into crap. Mike White. This might be the best one they've had. Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
2022, Zach Wilson for 9 games, Mike White for 4, Flacco for 4. Last year, Zach Wilson for 11, Trevor Siemian for 3, Tim Boyle for 2, Aaron Rodgers for 1. Of course, he got hurt in week 1. And then this year, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's just been, I mean
if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win games.
We've gone through the same thing here. I mean, we've gone through a carousel of bad quarterbacks before landing on Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Same sort of deal.
Yep.
Very familiar with that.
So he's gone, and the defensive coordinator, I think his last name's Ulbrich, will take over.
He ascends.
And the Jets kind of have a muscle win. They're playing the Bills on Monday night at home.
That's right. It's a big one.
It is a biggie.
Big one in the AFC East.
So you don't think it had anything to do with the little Lebanese thing that he put on his, the patch or whatever that he put on his thing? Woody Johnson said it had nothing to do with that?
No.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think it's
an awful apparently record. Apparently, he had done it a year before, too.
And the quarterback and him were clearly not on the same page.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So he's gone. He gone. All right. So, you know, injuries to quarterbacks, always a big story. Derek Carr is going to be out multiple games because of his oblique injury that he suffered against the Chiefs. I'm not sure if Haener's going to go or Spencer Rattler is going to go. Apparently, Rattler is a strong candidate to replace him. But Carr is going to miss multiple games, multiple weeks.
Maybe time to fade the Saints over the next couple weeks.
Let's see who they're playing.
I believe they host the Buccaneers this week, and I'd have to look at the next few weeks after that.
Host the Bucs on Sunday, 1 o'clock. All right, that's toughy. Then they got to play Denver at home. Then they got to go
tough defense.
Yep, then they got to go play the Chargers out there.
Another tough defense, and that's a road trip.
Then they go to Carolina.
Landing spot.
Well, let's assume he's going to be out for a month. So he'll miss the Tampa game, the Denver game, the Charger game, the Panther game. So maybe he'll be back for the Falcon game in early November. But he's gone. All right. Drake May finally getting his start. Here it goes.
It's a big week for you, Jason.
Look, they're playing Houston.
I mean, that is not an easy spot for him to make his debut.
Kind of interesting that that's the week that they decide to start.
At some point, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. Nothing's happening with Jacoby Brissett. That offense.
I mean, they're 1-4.
They're going backwards.
I know, but the problem is I heard Orlovsky bring up a statistic, which Drake May is not going to be able to fix. Jacoby Brissett was pressured on 46% of dropbacks.
Well, he can't fix that, but he has legs to move out of the way.
Their offensive
line, to more
extent
than Brissett does,
is a sieve.
Yeah, their offensive line's bad.
No, but isn't it weird to start him now after you've been saying like we're going to try and protect him and get him ready for next year and fix all these holes, and now you're bringing him out now?
Yeah. I didn't know they had said they were saving him for next year.
I don't see the point of just trotting Brissett out. If Brissett's winning games for you and you're competitive,
sure.
There might be pressure from above too. You know, it might be one thing that you know the coaching staff wants to do, but Kraft could have said, you know what, we're starting him.
Right.
I almost feel bad for Drake May because I don't think he's in a position to succeed, and then he's going to be compared to Jaden and even Caleb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, it's almost like a lose-lose situation.
Look as long as they, if they're losing, they're going to lose games, obviously.
Yeah.
But as long as they're not losing 16-9 or 17-7.
Look, I don't think
if they're losing 27-21 and he's playing all right, it's fine.
He doesn't have the wheels of Jaden Daniels, but he can scoot,
run.
He can move.
Yeah, he can.
And
run.
There was a lot of talk about how pathetic the offensive line was for the Commanders heading into the season, and that's been flipped on its head. So maybe Drake May is able to escape a lot of the pressure that Jacoby Brissett just can't.
Maybe.
And maybe, makes that offensive line
look
better.
It's a tough spot for him based on what was happening to Jacoby Brissett. And just to defend Brissett for a second, he certainly wasn't good. He threw what looked like a game-winning touchdown pass in this game, and I think it was Polk. Might be wrong. Just his toe was on the line. Like it looked like, did you see that touchdown pass?
I did not see it.
One went down, and then the second one, part of the foot was inbounds, and then they went to replay, and then they took it back and said, no, out of bounds, which was the correct call, but the narrative would have been different if his foot was 6 inches more inside the second foot.
Same with Isaiah Likely in week one against the Chiefs. It was that close.
Yep.
That sort of move. Yeah, but I think it's the right time. It's at some point you have
to waited 5 weeks.
The keys to the rookie.
Yeah, six weeks.
I actually hope he does well because I went on the record and said I think all these quarterbacks are pretty good. And so far, I think I've been vindicated. 3 for 3.
I hope May does well, too.
Yeah,
I don't want to see him face plant.
Yeah.
They're playing the tech. Maybe they should have waited one more week because they get the Jags the following week at home. They're not as tough as Houston.
Easier team to move the ball on.
Yeah, but they got 3 straight home games, so maybe they thought, all right, this is the spot.
Hey, look, they get the Texans on the road without Nico Collins.
Yep.
I mean, maybe that's a better spot than having to face Nico Collins.
They've lost 4 in a row. The head coach got impatient.
Right.
That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. The head coach got impatient.
But there also might be pressure from above.
And this happens a lot. It's happened over the years with teams that have said, we're going to be patient with our quarterback. Then a couple weeks in, boom, they put him in.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
The one thing about Drake May compared to the other two guys is he's significantly younger. Isn't he 2 years younger than Jaden Daniels?
Yeah,
1 year younger than Caleb Williams?
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got to play the long game with him.
Played a lot less college football than those other guys, but we'll see. You know, I mean, Bo Nix played for 5 years, almost actually 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Daniels played for 5. Caleb played for 3. May played for 2.
But what'd you make of Bo Nix is very mature. What'd you make of his shouting match with Sean Payton?
Well, the announcers were saying, I don't know if you're watching that game at the time, the announcers were saying that Drew Brees said, you got to stand strong with Payton because he's going to push you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's exactly, you got to be headstrong.
I liked what he said
after
the game.
Hard dude to get along with. Sean Payton.
So Bo Nix was getting yelled at right after he threw actually a perfect pass, which would have been a 45 or 50-yard completion. And so Sean Payton yells at him, and he yells back. And then post-game in the presser, they asked Bo Nix, what was that argument about? And he said, oh, he was just saying I love you, and I said I love you back. So I thought he handled it well.
Yeah. Well, is the one you're talking about the drop in the end zone? Because he also threw a pretty good pass in the end zone.
Right, I don't think it was.
The guy should have caught it. It was about a 40-yard pass, and he was wide open.
Maybe it was that same play.
And
I can't
he just
remember.
Dropped it, and then they had the argument.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was in
so
the
maybe
end zone.
It was the same one.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he does this week. Baseball, 2 games yesterday. National League Division Series. Phillies are now down 2-1. Mets beat them 7-2. The Phillies have just been at the plate, have been really undisciplined. They're swinging at some awful pitches, with the exception of Harper. I mean, Harper's been pretty consistent. He's usually pretty disciplined. But, I mean, Turner's been swinging some bad pitches. Alec Bohm, who had a great first half, he's had a terrible second half. He swung at some bad pitches besides the double he hit to the gap. Pitching, Nola wasn't very good. So they're down 2-1. 7-2 was the final there. the Padres scored 6 runs early in this game against the Dodgers, and they win 6-5. They 6 in the second inning. They pounded Bueller. So they're up 2-1.
I saw Mookie Betts saying something about his struggles.
Yeah, he has. He's struggled. He's also had some injuries, but I mean, he was good last night. He had a couple hits, hit a home run. But for the most part, it comes down to pitching, and the Dodgers' pitching just hadn't been very good right now. And, you know, if you can kind of contain the top of that lineup, Otani and Betts and Freeman. But the Padres' lineup, top to bottom, is top to bottom 1 through 9, I think, is better than the Dodgers.
It was
not better at the top 3, but top to bottom.
It was it went from blowout city to exciting, you know, because it was 6-1, and they were interviewing was it Roberts, whatever the Dodgers
gentleman, Dave Roberts,
and he was like, yeah, we're not going to wave the white flag yet, and then somebody hit a grand slam. I don't know who it was, to make it 6-5.
Yeah.
And it got, and I was like, wow, maybe I'm going to stay up.
Yeah.
But then I decided to go to bed. But at that point, it was already like 11:30 or something. It was pretty late.
Game started at 9.
Yeah, it was pretty late.
Yeah. There wasn't a grand slam last night for the Padres. Tatis hit one.
No, for the Dodgers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For the Dodgers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're talking about...
for the Dodgers.
Yeah, Teoscar Hernandez.
It was 6-1, then all of a sudden it was 6-5.
Correct. Yeah, you're right.
And then but then no more runs were scored.
So today / tonight, you've got 4 games. Tigers hosting Cleveland. That's 3:08, I believe. That'll be on TBS. It'll be Cobb. I don't know if the Tigers have announced a starter yet, but that's your first game. Phillies Mets. That will be at 5:08 FS1 at Suarez against Quintana. 7:08 Yankees Royals. That's tied at 1. That will be Clark Schmidt and Lugo, I believe. And then Dodgers Pods. That will be the late game again. Dodgers have not announced who they're going to start, I don't believe, against Dylan Cease for the Padres. So you got 4 games today in Major League Baseball playoffs. One last thing. Georgia wide receiver Colby Young. Man, Georgia's had some off the field issues.
They have.
Kirby Smart
got a lot of issues going on there.
Look, Kirby Smart just keeps saying, look, when you have 130 18 to 22 year olds, it's hard to kind of rein them all in. But in terms of just the character of some of his players, he's had so many off the field issues. Georgia wide receiver Colby Young arrested on Tuesday morning, misdemeanor charges of battery and assault on an unborn child. Young is from New York. He was booked into a detention center 4:18 in the morning early on Tuesday. He's a transfer. He was at Miami first, then he transferred in December to Georgia. But according to police, a 20-year-old woman described herself as Young's ex-girlfriend, told police she went to his apartment around midnight to discuss their relationship. Obviously, they were probably talking about the kid. And then it got heated, and there was a phone. Someone was on the phone with another woman. The complaint said Young grabbed her left arm near her biceps and triceps, physically pulled her out of his room. So anyway, Colby Young arrested, misdemeanor charges. But Kirby Smart has a history now of recruiting kids that or taking transfers that are having off the field issues. Yeah.
Might want to look into like some character development for some of his players.
Hmm.
Or like staying away from some of the bad apples.
Yeah. I will say that I'll give Dabo credit for the fact that he's obviously, his program has slipped behind some of these other teams since NIL and the portal has become popular. But he's always said, I want to recruit good kids out of high school, treat them like my kids, raise them like my kids, mm-hmm. and I want to see them either go to the NFL or graduate.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the off-the-field issues that Georgia has. Mm. Not even close. But that's not what you're judged on. You're judged on wins.
Hey, real quick, let's go to Matt and Chantilly. He's been on hold for a bit. See if the phones are working today. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Thanks, EB. How you be?
Hey, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Hope all's well. Long-time listener.
Thank you, sir.
Are we talking skins?
Whatever want, dude. Why'd you call?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just impressed with everything, but especially the D. I mean, the last week, this past week, and the week before, it just seems like they're clicking. They're swarming.
Yeah. I hope you're right. I hope it's not a product.
You know what I mean?
I hope it's just not a product of Deshaun being so broken that he made us look better.
I get it. But there was two running quarterbacks, mobile quarterbacks, Deshaun and
he's not that mobile anymore.
And Kyler.
But Kyler's certainly mobile. He showed that this past week.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Baltimore coming up, I'm glad it's not a flex. Thank God. It's a 1 o'clock. Let's get in there, get her done.
Right.
And it seemed like they had, especially against Cleveland, it seemed like they had, you know, kind of a spy, you know, like.
Oh, they'll definitely get a spy, Lamar, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, that doesn't mean it's going to work.
I'm feeling good with Baltimore. I mean, Derrick Henry is going to run all over us. I mean, that's a given. But I'm feeling good about us, man. We look good. I think Jaden's legit.
This is your guy.
When
you
he starts running.
Sorry. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. Matt, what do you do for a living? You're up early. You sound a little you haven't been drinking, have you?
I'm retired, man.
Are you retired? So are you drinking?
I'm a transplant from Virginia.
Are you drinking?
A little, yeah. See? Well, I'm waiting for a hurricane. I'm in Florida now.
Oh, wow. Florida guy.
He's riding out a hurricane getting hammered.
What part of Florida?
It's a slurricane.
What part of Florida?
I'm in the swamps, man.
Down south?
Central.
Is that right in the kill zone or no?
I mean, it's going to come right across the state.
Oh, it's coming right. Yeah, it looks like it.
Are you in a house or a condo?
House.
So why didn't you leave?
The pool, though.
Why didn't you leave?
Because I'm from Virginia, man. I've seen the hurricanes. I've been in Virginia Beach watching water come up the backyard and boats coming up in your.
He's not
backyard.
Scared.
I mean, it's like I'm not worried about that.
All right,
this is what retirement looks like. This is a preview. I mean,
what are you drinking this morning?
Bud Heavy.
Bud Heavy?
I don't even know what that is.
Budweiser.
Just a regular Bud.
Not a Bud Light.
All right. Well, hang in there, brother.
Yeah.
Call us if you live.
if you make it through.
Or don't.
Just love y'all.
Keep listening.
Love y'all.
All right, if the hurricane doesn't kill him, cirrhosis of the liver will.
I can't believe he's drinking at 6:40 in the morning.
I could tell, right? Well,
that's a good call.
I thought it was just a hillbilly.
Yeah.
Well, hillbilly drinking. An old hillbilly drinking.
Yep.
So far this season, Jaden Daniels has looked unstoppable. Coming up next, Bill Belichick offers his game plan on how he would stop Jaden Daniels.